Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to brilliantly describe an optimistic person in your IELTS speaking test. Are you preparing for the IELTS speaking test and wondering how to effectively describe an optimistic person? You're in the right place. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore various strategies and sample answers to help you excel in this topic. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I'll share insider tips to boost your performance and aim for that high band score. Understanding the topic's relevance in IELTS speaking. Describing personal characteristics, especially positive traits like optimism, is a common theme in IELTS speaking tests. Examiners often use this topic to assess candidates' vocabulary range, fluency, and ability to express ideas coherently. Being prepared to discuss optimistic individuals can significantly enhance your performance across all parts of the speaking test. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask questions related to optimism and positive thinking. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Do you consider yourself an optimistic person? A. Absolutely. I'd say I'm quite an optimistic person. I tend to look on the bright side of things, even when faced with challenges. For instance, if I encounter a setback at work, I try to view it as a learning opportunity rather than a failure. This positive outlook helps me maintain my motivation and tackle problems more effectively. How do you think being optimistic can help people in their daily lives? A. I believe optimism can be tremendously beneficial in various aspects of life. It can boost resilience, helping people bounce back from setbacks more quickly. Moreover, an optimistic mindset often leads to better problem-solving skills, as individuals are more likely to seek out solutions rather than dwelling on obstacles. In personal relationships, optimists tend to foster more positive interactions, which can strengthen bonds with friends and family. Part 2. Long-term cue card. Here's a sample cue card related to describing an optimistic person. Describe a person you know who is very optimistic. You should say, who this person is, how you know them, what makes them optimistic, and explain how their optimism affects others. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about my Aunt Sarah, who is undoubtedly one of the most optimistic people I've ever met. She's my mother's younger sister, and I've known her since I was a child. We've always been close, and I see her regularly at family gatherings and during holidays. What makes Sarah exceptionally optimistic is her unwavering belief that every cloud has a silver lining. No matter what challenges life throws at her, she always manages to find a positive angle. For instance, when she was laid off from her job a few years ago, instead of becoming discouraged, she saw it as an opportunity to pursue her passion for photography. She turned this setback into a stepping stone for a new career. Sarah's optimism is evident in her daily interactions. She has a knack for reframing negative situations in a positive light. When faced with a problem, she often says, "Let's see how we can make this work," rather than dwelling on why it won't. This attitude is incredibly infectious and has a profound effect on those around her. Her optimism affects others in numerous ways. Firstly, it creates a positive atmosphere wherever she goes. People tend to feel more uplifted and motivated after spending time with her. Secondly, her optimistic outlook inspires others to adopt a similar mindset. I've personally learned to be more positive in my approach to life because of her influence. Moreover, Sarah's optimism makes her an excellent problem solver. She encourages others to look for creative solutions rather than giving up when faced with obstacles. This has been particularly helpful in our family dynamics, where she often acts as a mediator during conflicts, helping everyone see the brighter side of situations. In conclusion, Sarah's optimism is not just a personal trait, but a powerful force that positively impacts everyone around her. Her ability to maintain a positive outlook, even in challenging times, is truly inspiring and has taught me the value of optimism in navigating life's ups and downs. Follow-up questions. How has your aunt's optimism influenced your own outlook on life? Can you share a specific instance where her optimistic approach helped solve a family problem? Do you think there are any potential drawbacks to being overly optimistic? Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to optimism and its impact on society. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Do you think society as a whole benefits from having optimistic individuals? A. Absolutely. I believe optimistic individuals play a crucial role in societal progress. Their positive outlook can drive innovation and resilience in the face of challenges. Optimists often spearhead initiatives for change, believing that improvement is always possible. This attitude can be particularly valuable during times of crisis, as optimistic leaders can inspire hope and mobilize communities to overcome obstacles. Moreover, optimism can have a ripple effect on social interactions. When optimistic individuals spread their positive energy, it can lead to improved mental health and well-being for those around them. This, in turn, can foster a more cooperative and productive society. However, it's important to note that balanced optimism, grounded in reality, is key. While optimism is beneficial, it should be tempered with pragmatism to ensure that challenges are addressed effectively rather than simply glossed over. In what ways might the education system promote optimism in young people? A. The education system has a significant potential to cultivate optimism in young people through various means. Firstly, incorporating positive psychology principles into the curriculum could help students develop a more optimistic mindset. This could include teaching resilience skills and cognitive reframing techniques to help students approach challenges more positively. Additionally, schools could focus on strength-based learning, where students are encouraged to identify and develop their unique talents. This approach can boost self-esteem and foster a more optimistic outlook on their abilities and future prospects. Furthermore, promoting a growth mindset in education is crucial. By teaching students that abilities can be developed through effort and learning, rather than being fixed traits, educators can instill a sense of optimism about personal growth and achievement. Lastly, creating a positive school environment where mistakes are seen as learning opportunities rather than failures can significantly contribute to developing optimistic attitudes in young people. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To elevate your IELTS speaking performance when describing an optimistic person, consider using these sophisticated vocabulary items and phrases. Irrepressible optimist. Optimist. Noun. Someone whose optimism cannot be diminished. Example. Despite facing numerous setbacks, she remains an irrepressible optimist. Glass half full mentality. Glass half mentality. A tendency to be optimistic or positive in attitude. Example. His glass half full mentality helps him see opportunities where others see obstacles. Buoyant spirit. Buoyant phrase. A cheerful and optimistic nature. Example, her buoyant spirit lifts the mood of everyone around her. To exude positivity, verb phrase, to display or express positivity strongly. Example, he exudes positivity in every situation, no matter how challenging. Indomitable optimism, phrase, optimism that cannot be subdued or defeated. Example, her indomitable optimism has helped her overcome numerous obstacles in life. Examiner's advice for high scores. To achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test when describing an optimistic person, use a wide range of vocabulary, including idiomatic expressions and less common words related to optimism. Provide specific examples to illustrate your points, making your description more vivid and believable. Demonstrate your ability to discuss abstract ideas, especially in Part 3, by considering different perspectives on optimism and its impact. Maintain fluency by speaking confidently and at a natural pace, using appropriate linking words to connect your ideas smoothly. Show your ability to analyze and reflect on the topic by discussing both the benefits and potential drawbacks of optimism. By following these strategies and incorporating the provided vocabulary and sample answers, you'll be well-equipped to excel in describing an optimistic person in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, practice is key to perfecting your delivery and boosting your confidence. Good luck with your IELTS journey. For more tips on describing positive experiences in IELTS speaking, check out our guide on how to describe a time you felt very happy. You might also find it helpful to learn about describing a time when you achieved something important, as optimism often plays a crucial role in personal achievements. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, Make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.